بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معاذ أخلص دينك يكفيك العمل القليل صدق الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama Kiram, respected elders and friends, one Jamaat returned from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this Jamaat spent 1 year in the path of Allah, 1 year pedal. When Jamaat returned back to Raiwin Markaz, and the Karguzari was heard by the elders of the work and the effort that was done in that 1 year, Jamaat was sent into an area, into a locality where it was very difficult to work. People never used to allow Jamaats. It was an area where people never understood the effort. Jamaat spent a lot of time outside the masjid. Jamaat went through halat and conditions. But regardless of that, the results, and because of the effort that was made, elders were very happy with the Karguzari. When Karguzari came in front of Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Haji Sahib asked the Jamaat, MashaAllah, kaam to bohat karke aaye. You have done a lot of effort, MashaAllah. A lot of work has been done. But did you ever ask in this 1 year of yours that, O Allah, bless us with the fikr and the day and the night of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Jamaat didn't have an answer. Haji Abu Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh said, the entire crux of the effort is to earn and to gain that fikr of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you didn't ask Allah for this and you didn't acquire this in your khuruj, then what have you acquired? This is the asl, the fikr, the day, the night of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is what we have to acquire. This night of fikr, where we come, we spend the night from Asr to Ishraq, it's not a ritual. It's not that we've got nothing to do on a Friday night, or there's a program that is going to take place there, we will go sleep and come back. It is this fikr that a person comes with, that I come here in my weekly ijtima, and after listening to the programs and taking the takazas and making irada and intention to fulfill takazas, now it is my time in the dead of the night to wake up and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get myself and to get every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted for hidayat, for the effort of hidayat, for the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is in Medina Munawwara, last days of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stays in Medina and he does not go anywhere else. Then morning, where he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam feeling much better, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifts the parda of his house and the curtain, and he sees the ummah in salah, united and reading salah behind Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. That day was the last day of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt much better, and Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu thought to himself that, let me go and visit my wife that is in the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. He goes there, and immediately he gets the news that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has departed from this world. He runs back to Medina Munawwara. And when he runs back to Medina Munawwara, entire Medina is in pandemonium and chaos. Entire Medina is confused. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is in another kayfiyat of his own. He stands there and he tells the people, whoever says Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed on, I am going to take him on. Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in this moment, the greatest lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the closest companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the man that stood by Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam from day one till the very last, he comes in Medina Munawwara. Emotions are flowing in Medina. Everyone is waiting to see what Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is meant to do. He comes there. He enters the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This blessed body has been covered. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's body was covered. He came. He took out the covering on the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He cries, he kisses the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And then he says, طِبْتَ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Rasul of Allah, you are the best when you are alive and you are the best even after your demise. After that, he covers the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He enters Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stands on the minbar and he starts reciting the ayat, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولِ. The crux of the ayat, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only but a Rasul of Allah. And many other prophets passed before him. And then what does he say? If you worship Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed on. But if you worshipped Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. Verily Allah is alive and there is no death that will overtake Allah. To realize and understand that at the culmination of the effort and the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mission of Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ended there. After the days of Ta'ziyat and after Mashwara was made and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was made Khalifa, immediately he congregated the people and he told the people, O people, we need to gather. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu's lashkar and the army was already dispatched by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba had mixed opinions here. And what does Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? Do you think I can go against what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done in his life? Great Sahaba were in this army. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, a young Sahabi, was made Amir of the Jama'at. Medina Munawwara, chaos is happening. People that were under the leadership and they had become Muslims after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to pay zakat. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in this situation. The leader, imagine filling in the gap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one would have ever managed to fill it. But Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu fulfilled the right, and the taqaza of the moment was to gather people and make them realize and understand mission is to continue. And then what does he tell the people? He tells Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ajabbarun fil jahiliyah wa khawwarun fil Islam. You were vibrant, energetic. You were one of those that stood, and now you have become a coward in Islam. Ayanqusu ad-din wa ana hayy. That the deen of Allah can suffer and Abu Bakr is alive, this will never happen. If the entire Madinah Munawwara had to be emptied and every single man had to be sent in the path of Allah and tashkil was made, and Madinah would remain empty, Azwaj Mutahharat in Madinah Munawwara, the animals and the foxes would come and devour the Azwaj Mutahharat. This I will bear, but I will not be able to bear that while Abu Bakr is alive, there is going to be any kami and there is going to be any nooks and there is going to be any deficiency in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the fikr of Sahaba. This was the night of Sahaba. This was the day of Sahaba. With our a'mal, with our ishtima, with our gasht, with our fikr, with our shabguzari, this is what is required. That the gham of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to enter our heart. Dear friends and elders, we are living in a very, very dangerous time, very sensitive era. Every single thing is inviting us against Allah. Every single fitna on a daily basis is taking a person away from Allah. And in this era of fitna and fasad, the only solution for ijtima'i hidayat is the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is this effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this effort of da'wat and tabligh, when every single person is coming with a new ideology, every single person is coming with a new methodology, in this era, if this effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to be taken up seriously, then it is going to become a means of hidayah of the entire ummah, just like this effort has been the means of hidayah for the entire ummah from the time of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. This is a selected effort. This is a selected effort by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah blessed with Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. His fikr, his gham. We hear from our elders, Mawlana Ubaidullah Sahib Balyawi rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that you hear about the fikr of the Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. But who was Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi? He was, what we can say in our terminology, a great saint and a great buzruk of the 13th century. Imagine a man coming 13 centuries after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this was his gham and fikr. What would have been the gham and the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This fikr, dear friends and elders, today Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sahaba, "Badiru bil a'mali fitanan ka qita'i al-layl al-mudhlim." Do not procrastinate in doing a'mal because trials and tribulations are going to come one upon the other on the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yusbihu ar-rajulu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira wa yumsi mu'mina wa yusbihu kafira yabi'u dinahu bi'aradhin min ad-dunya. A man will wake up in the morning, before the evening he will have lost his iman. He'll go to sleep in the state of iman. He will wake up without iman. Is someone going to come and put a gun on his head? Is someone going to force him to leave iman? No. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. A man is going to sell his iman because of a few pennies of this world. A man is going to sell his iman. A man is going to be bought off. In this era of sensitivity, the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going from door to door, heart to heart, speaking to them about Allah, speaking to them about the Akhirah. Rib'i ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he enters the court of Rustum, he is being called. The entire court is being beautified. Dunya on the side, dunya on the carpet, red carpet being put on him, for him. And every single ornament of the kingdom of Rustum is being brought in front of Rib'i ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to distract Sahaba, that the moment their eyes fall on this dunya, they're going to become distracted from the mission. That is why our elders time and again tell us, when we go for khususi mulaqat, if you go to an alim, then look after your tongue, watch your tongue. And when you go to a person who is financially stable and materially he is very upgraded, then watch your eyes. Let your eyes not fall on his dunya. It should not be the person that is inviting becomes invited by dunya. Rib'i ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu enters the court and he goes and sits next to Rustam. Next, the people take offense. He tells, relax. This is a man who has come as a leader of the delegation. He's the spokesperson. And then he says, what brings you here? He says, I have not come here. I have been sent by Allah. Ibta'athana Allah. Ukhrijat linnas. We have been selected for the guidance of mankind. We have been taken out. Hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allah ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani. How many ayat of Quran are testifying to this responsibility of ours? What does Rasulullah, what does Ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu tell him? Ibta'athana Allah. I have not come, I have been sent. And by who? By Allah. لنخرج العباد من عبادة العباد إلى عبادة رب العباد. To remove mankind from the darkness of the worship of creation to the worship of one Allah. ومن ضيق الدنيا إلى سعة الآخرة. To remove the people from the tongue, from the narrowness of dunya to the vastness of the akhirah. ومن جور الأديان إلى عدل الإسلام. To remove people from the injustices of every other religion to the justice of Islam. This was the da'wah of Sahaba. Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was asked, what do you want from this effort? Niklo, niklo, niklo. You want people to strive and move out. What is this, man? Ek admi jo pagal ho gaya. He was mad in this. What do you want from this? He said, I don't want anything else. I want makhluk to come out from the worship of makhluk to khaliq. I want makhluk to come out from the asbab and the means of this world to bring the yaqeen on the a'mal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Makhluk ko makhluk ki bandagi se nikal kar ek Allah ki bandagi tak lana. Makhluk ko asbab se nikal kar a'mal ki taraf lana. Aur makhluk ko dunya ki muhabbat se nikal kar akhirat ki haqeeqat tak lana. Today, how much are we speaking about akhirah? That when that akhirat is not in front of us, dear friends and elders, then the glitter and the glamour of dunya is going to attract a person. The glitter and the glamour of dunya is very attracting, very deceiving. We have to speak about akhirah, the muzakirah of akhirat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made constant muzakirah with sahaba about akhirat. Realization of akhirah is a sifat of iman. Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making muzakirah with him. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, oh Haritha, how do you wake up? In which state have you found yourself in today as you woke up in the morning? Muzakara is made early in the morning after Fajr Salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sit after Fajr Salah in the masjid, on the musalla, and he used to take kar guzari of Sahaba. This amal of kar guzari, every single amal in our effort is Quran and Hadith. Look for Quran and Hadith and you are going to find every single thing is from Quran and Hadith. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taking kar guzari. He used to speak to sahaba. He told Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, kaifa asbahta ya Haritha? Haritha, which state do you find yourself in? And Haritha radiyallahu anhu makes a very, very profound statement. Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa. I have woken up in the state of perfect iman. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Haritha, li kulli qawlin haqiqa. Every statement has a proof.
You can't just make a statement like that. What is the proof of your statement that you have woken up in the state of iman? What does he say? عَزَفْتُ نَفْسِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَيْلِي وَطْمَأْتُ نَهَارِي وَكَأَنِّي أَنْذُرُ عِلَىٰ أَرْشِ رَبِّي حِينَ يُجَاءُ بِهِ وَكَأَنِّي أَسْمَعُ عُوَاءَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. That I have woken up in that state. أَصْبَحْتُ مُؤْمِنًا حَقَّا, as a true believer. But what is the dalil of my iman? عَزَفْتُ نَفْسِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. I am living in this dunya. You cannot shun dunya. You cannot take away dunya from the equation, because this is where Allah has sent us. You have to utilize this dunya for your akhirat. كُنُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. That be the people and the slaves of the akhirah and not the slaves of dunya. But you cannot stay away from it. Allah has made dunya such that we have to utilize dunya. But for what? For the benefit of akhirah. He says, I have distanced my heart from dunya. My heart is no more attached to dunya. وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَيْلِي. My nights are spent in crying and beseeching Allah. I am crying to Allah. My nights are spent in ibadah, standing in front of Allah. وَطْمَأْتُ نَهَارِي. My days are spent in fasting, in worship. وَكَأَنِّي أَنْذُرُ عِلَىٰ أَرْشِ رَبِّي حِينَ يُجَاءُ بِهِ. And my istihzar and my realization of akhirah is such that as if I am depositing and I am seeing the people of Jannah being fraught. وَكَأَنِّي أَنْذُرُ إِلَىٰ أَرْشِ رَبِّي حِينَ يُجَاءُ بِهِ. As if I am seeing the arsh of Allah being brought in front of me. And I am seeing the people of Jahannam and I am hearing the screams of the people of Jahannam. And I can make up in my mind and I am seeing the reality, the people of Jannah meeting each other with happiness. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Ya Haritha, you have woken up in the state of true iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made mudhakir of iman with sahaba. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made mudhakir of iman with sahaba because iman is understood by the alamat of iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told sahaba, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yakuna hawahu taba'an lima ji'tu bihi. One other sign of iman. You cannot be a complete believer until and unless your desires are subservient to the deen that I have brought. Today, every single human being on the surface of this earth is being invited to become a slave of dunya. Be a slave of your desires. As much as we love dunya, dear friends and elders, which is glittering, glamorous, we have to realize and understand, we have to utilize this dunya, but we have to utilize it for the benefit of akhirah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told sahaba, man ahabba dunyahu adharra bi akhirati, wa man ahabba akhiratahu adharra bi dunya, fa'athiru ma yabqa ala ma yafna. Whosoever loves his dunya, man ahabba dunyahu adharra bi akhirati. Meaning the person who brings dunya in his heart, he is going to destroy his akhirah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ akhirah, whoever loves the akhirah, أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَا, he is going to destroy his dunya. فَآثِرُوا مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hidayat, choose one of the two. So Hidayat is to choose akhirah over dunya. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, Allahumma a'inni ala deeni bid dunya, wa a'inni ala akhirati bit taqwa. Oh my Allah, assist my deen with dunya. Wa a'inni ala akhirati bit taqwa, and assist me in the matters of my akhirah with taqwa and the realization of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear friends and elders, that is why we have to realize and understand this gathering of ours, this a'mal of ours, is to bring this realization that the dunya is temporary, and the akhirah is forever, and to bring the ummah on the realization of akhirah. One day we have to stand in front of Allah. One day we have to give account of our a'mal and our deeds. This dunya is temporary, and akhirah is forever. This has to enter our hearts. Every single person moving on dunya, he should have the realization, today I am above the earth, tomorrow I'm going to be beneath the earth. That is why elders say, when we go in gusht, and we are lowering our gazes, one of the realizations and muhasabah that we have to make whilst we are in gusht is today we are above, tomorrow we are going to be beneath this dunya. For this, dear friends and elders, is great effort. For this, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and sahaba came and they made effort on the hearts of mankind to remind every single human about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to connect them to the akhirah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's day, sometimes in the middle of the night, he stood up and he would go to the Qabristan. Aisha radiallahu anha is following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trying to see where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying for the ummah. Every single salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the maghfirat of this ummah. This fikr, this gham, that when we make dua, we have to encompass the entire ummah. When we make fikr, our gush is for our locality, our fikr is for the entire ummah. Our fikr is for where we are making gush, 100% deen to be revived in this locality. But from 100% deen being revived in this locality to the entire ummah, Miyaji Mehrab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, once he went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was the Amir of the Jamaat. Mawlana Yunus Poona Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was in this very same Jamaat. When Jamaat went into a new locality after a long journey, the Jamaat took out their saman and they put everything on one side. Satis went to make wudu, someone went to use the bathroom. In this very moment, Mawlana Yunus Poona Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions and he said that I sat in the masjid because I had wudu and I was prepared. After reading two rakat salah, I removed the kitab al-hizb al-azam and I started reciting the du'as. Miyaji Mehrab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi came in the masjid. He saw Mawlana Yunus Sahib. He asked him, Mawlana Yunus Sahib, what are you doing? Said, I'm waiting for the satis, so I decided to complete my wazaif. So Miyaji Mehrab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi told Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mawlana Yunus Sahib, can I show you an amal that is greater than this? MashaAllah, reading Masnoon Du'as, this is deen, we have to do it. And it has to be done. Without our infiradi a'mal, there is no taqat in our ijtimai a'mal. If our infiradi will be strong, our ijtimai is going to have jan and life. But if infiradi is not strong, there is going to be no taqat in that ijtimai. But he was making a point to him. And he said, he told Miyaji Mehrab, Sarmatullah Alayhi, told Mawlana Yunus Sahib Poona, Rahmatullah Alayhi, agar aap yahaan thori der baithte, aur aap ye sochte, ki Allah Rabbul Izzat ka pura deen, is basti se lekar pure alam ke andar kaise zinda ho jaye, agar 100 saal ke baad bhi agar yahaan hidayat ki hawaye aa jati, aapko uska pura ka pura ajr mil jata. That if you sat here for a few moments, and you just thought to yourself that, Ya Allah, I have come in this area, in this locality. How can the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be revived from this locality to the entire world? If you just thought for a few moments like that, and you thought to yourself, how I can be utilized for this? That is why they say in Mashwara, we have to put our minds to this. That how I can be utilized for the hidayat of mankind to come till the day of Qiyamah. If you just sat down for a few moments and had this thought in your mind, even after 100 years, if hidayat spread from this, Allah would have given you the entire share of this hidayat. Dear friends and elders, this is the effort of fikr. From heart to heart, from person to person, we have to move, we have to strive in the path of Allah. This is our effort. This is our responsibility. This is for which Allah sent us in this world. Inna Allah astafa, Allah chose us. Allah chose this ummah for the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Baqul ma Ibrahim sahab damat barakatuh. Allah ne is ummat ko is mehnat ke liye chanta hai. You have been hand picked and selected for this effort. For the effort of the hidayat of mankind. And we have to bring the ummah on this mizaj. Haji Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, we have to make istighfar. And a lot of istighfar. But the greatest istighfar we have to make is, today we make istighfar for all our misdeeds, but the greatest istighfar we have to make is, O Allah, forgive us that for the effort for which you sent us to this world, the effort for which you selected mankind for the hidayat of mankind, this very same effort, if done correctly, then all the disobedience would have come out. O Allah, we forgot this effort. That is why elders say, hum bhool gaye ki hum bhool gaye. We have forgotten that we forgot this maqsad. For this, dear friends and elders, we have to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Takazas come day and night. Time and again we are coming here. We have to take takazas and go back to our locality. Next week we come with a greater figure. Next month we come with a better figure. Ijtimaas are happening. Effort is happening around the globe. For 100% deen to come into our life. For the gum and the figure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come into our life. And for this, let us make our intentions, inshallah, to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make intentions, whatever takazas are put in front of us, let us try to give our names and present ourselves for these takazas, inshallah. 4 months, first opportunity, inshallah. 4 months in the path of Allah.
Yeah.
Allah accept, mashallah. All, more names, mashallah. We've got a few brothers that have come last night. They are ready for chilla. We have to complete this jamaat as well. Three or four brothers are ready. Anyone ready, cash, or anyone knows someone in the family, someone in the masjid that is ready, is making intention, inshallah, let us give our names, inshallah. Four months. Our elders say, karte karte marna hai, marte marte karna hai. We have to do this effort. Allah qabool farmay, Allah asan farmay.
Our point pair of jamaat will be completed very soon. We need another jamaat to start, inshallah. Walk in our province and walk in our country, inshallah. All those can make intention for pair of jamaat as well. Also, work to our last night, they mentioned about our istima will be in August 8, 9, 10. We can work towards that as well. We've got a few jamaats in our province. How more jamaats can walk from travel the distance of our province and our country, inshallah. Give our names. Masturat, 40 days. Come on, respected brothers. Bilal. Mashallah, Bilal. Jee. One of his. Jee, Masturat. One Jamal, Masturat, Mashallah. Coming up to the weekend, and come forward for Eidai, inshallah. Mashura, any brothers to make Mashura can go to the right. Any Mashura to be made, any brothers coming up to the path of Allah to meet the sit in the Mashura on the right, inshallah. All those brothers coming up for the weekend can come forward for Eidai,
inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi, kana shirullah.